Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part 5 of our series, Healing My Own Issues with Christianity. So far, we've named the wound. We've uncovered the paradox of the chains and the codes. We've looked through the metaphysical lens, and we've reclaimed scripture from distortion. Now, we take the next step, living the word. Because it's one thing to reclaim scripture. It's another to embody it. To move from reading and reciting into demonstrating and becoming. For me, living the word means scripture is no longer external. It's alive within me. It's not just verses I can quote. It's truth I practice, breathe, and embody in my daily life. When Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you," Luke 17:21, he wasn't inviting us to memorize a verse. He was inviting us to live it, to act, think, and create from the truth that divinity is already here, already within. Living the word looks like practicing stillness when chaos arises, because be still and know, Psalm 46:10, becomes a lived state, not just a verse on a page. Choosing love over fear in relationships, because perfect love casts out fear, 1 John 4:18, is not just poetry, it is practice. Walking in sovereignty, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4, becomes a daily reminder that no external system defines me. Living the word is about integration. It's about alignment between what I believe, what I speak, and how I live. It's the shift from studying truth to becoming truth. Living the word isn't about perfection. It's about integration. It's about remembering that what you experience on the outside is always reflecting what's happening inside, as within, so without. That's why one of my silent mantras is, "It's all me, and I mean to do right by me." This helps me remember that whatever I am seeing, whatever I am experiencing is showing me something about what's going on internally. Now, some people hear this and resist. They say, "I would have never created this." But here's the truth. We haven't been trained to take responsibility or accountability for our internal state. And notice, I didn't say blame. Blame carries a heavy vibration of shame and punishment. Responsibility and accountability carry the vibration of sovereignty and possibility. And part of living the word is learning discernment. It's okay to be a rebel for source. Because when you live with discernment, you stop taking every interpretation at face value and start asking, does this align with truth? We have a scale of consciousness. And yes, your feelings tell you about your alignment with God. While I won't go into the entire scale here, I'll say this. When you are feeling despair, shame, judgment, or hurt, you are out of alignment with source. So if there is an interpretation of scripture that produces those feelings, it's likely the interpretation is distorted. Discernment means listening with your whole being. If something pulls you into fear or control, it is not of source. But if it brings you into love, peace, sovereignty, and freedom, then it carries the vibration of truth. That's how you live the word, not by obeying blindly, but by discerning vibrationally. And let me be clear, living the word cannot be performance. We all know people who sit in church all week long, but do not live the principles at all. I'm sure when you hear those words, a few faces even come to mind. But it's not about how long your skirt is or whether you can recite every rule. I remember as a child, in the church I grew up in, women wore skirts all the way to the ground if they were Christian. Pants weren't acceptable. Those rules were treated like holiness, but they were performative. They had nothing to do with source. Living the word isn't about outward performance. It's about how you show up in your everyday life. Are you kind to others? Do you seek alignment with source, even in difficult moments? Do you practice love when judgment would be easier? That's what counts. That's embodiment. Because at the end of the day, source isn't asking us for performance. Source is asking us for presence. And let's be clear. Succumbing to distortion is not living the word. The same distortions we've named in history are still alive today. There are interpretations right now being pushed by groups who use the Bible to justify control, whether it's over women's bodies, over people of color, or over anyone who doesn't fit their worldview. They weaponize scripture to maintain power and then call it righteousness. But that is not the word. That is not alignment with source. If an interpretation of scripture leads you into fear, judgment, or oppression, it's distortion. And when you succumb to distortion, you are not living the word. You're living the chains. Living the word means using discernment, not performance. It means rejecting interpretations that bring you out of alignment. It means being willing to rebel for source when distortion tries to masquerade as truth. This is the call for us today. Not just to read the word, but to live it, to stand sovereign, to refuse distortion, and to embody love, freedom, and wholeness in the present moment. Take a moment and breathe deeply. Place your hand over your heart and ask yourself, not with your intellect, but with your spirit, where am I being invited to live the word more fully? And here are some prompts to guide you in your journaling. Number one, as within, so without. What current situation in my life feels challenging or uncomfortable? How might it be reflecting something happening within me? Number two, a mantra practice. How does this mantra, "It's all me, and I mean to do right by me," land for me? What shifts when I say it silently to myself in moments of difficulty? Number three, responsibility versus blame. Where have I confused responsibility with blame in the past? How does reclaiming responsibility as sovereignty change the way I see myself? Number four, discernment in action. Where in my life am I being called to discern between distortion and truth? How do my feelings guide me toward alignment with source? Number five, performance versus presence. Am I relying on outward performance to feel spiritual? Or am I practicing true presence with Source in my daily life? Number 6, distortion check. Is there a current interpretation of scripture or teaching in my environment that feels heavy, judgmental, or fear-based? How can I recognize it as distortion and reclaim my alignment with Source? Let your answers be raw and real. The point is not to get it right. The point is to practice discernment, to move beyond performance, and to step boldly into rejecting distortion so you can embody the word in freedom. Now say this aloud with me. As within, so without. I am responsible for my inner world, and I align it with truth, love, and sovereignty. I live the word with discernment, not performance. I refuse distortion and choose embodiment. I embody Source, and through me, lasting change begins. Thank you for walking with me through what it means to live the word. This isn't about memorizing verses. It's about becoming them. It's about breathing them, walking them, demonstrating them. The kingdom is within you. The power is within you. And when you take responsibility for your inner world, the outer world begins to shift. That's the freedom of sovereignty. That's the wholeness of alignment. That's the richness of living the word. And in the next episode, we'll go deeper into embodied practices, the rituals, affirmations, and daily habits that help keep you anchored in alignment with Source. Because living the word isn't just an idea. It's a rhythm you can build into your life. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in spirit. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.